Work IT, what's its main purpose? What was it set up to do?
It was set up to provide a business analytics, market analysis, intelligent analysis of market data to enable both end customers, B2C business, to look for the best and most competitive price on products, and also, and very importantly, for other companies, B2B, both web suppliers and manufacturers, to find how their goods are being sold, see price trends, with competitors, online shops, to see how each other are working, to find out who's offering something at a similar price or not. And it allows the marketing departments to look for the best pricing strategy.
You offer a software as a service, basically.
Yes.
And customers would be people like retailers and manufacturers.
It can
mentioned.
Be retailers, manufacturers as well. With manufacturers, it's more to see where the most opportune places are to put their goods.
Yes.
With retailers and online retailers, obviously to compete, or at least to find the optimum way to operate. Mm.
And your IT setup, what does that involve?
Well, we currently use BSO and Equinix. BSO are both operator and integrator. We chose BSO for their high level of standards. They are very professional, regardless of whether you're a small company and a large company.
It's a hosted service then?
Not quite hosted. We use our own servers within the hosting environment, but we use BSO for their ability and their expertise in helping us with that hosted with our equipment and any of the equipment we use in the environment. Additionally, with BSO, they're a global company. I have many different countries where they're operating in, and that fits in very well with our strategy. We wish to grow globally, and BSO, they're very diligent, and they are looking for smaller companies that they can help grow.
Okay.
So unlike a lot of other large operators or integrators, who as soon as you start looking to being divergent amongst different countries, step the price up. BSO will work with you to find a way to do that within your price means.
Now, what's the difference between the kind of solution that you're running and what people currently describe as a private cloud? Or what's your understanding of a private cloud?
Well, I see a private cloud as two things. You can talk about potentially completely offline for home use, but in generally you would be referring to a cloud that you configure yourself. That could be something you have hosted in various centres, which you manage the cloud itself. With us, we are looking to sort of change our infrastructure, but I can't give you full details of our technical innovations, the way we're going to go. But from a personal perspective, I believe that private cloud can provide a lot of benefits if your business has the right means for it. I believe that with every technology, you must use it only when it's appropriate to be used. But equally, be not afraid of using a technology because you haven't used it before. I think there is a trade-off there. There are large groups of individuals who are unwilling to take a step to something similar to the cloud because they can't quite see the benefits of it. They haven't done enough research to understand it. But then you have the flip side of people who think it's cool, and we'll jump straight on it. And you need to find a happy medium. For some businesses, that means approaching it, realizing it's not right for them now, but maybe down the line in a few years' time, or maybe in 6 months when market conditions change, that's the time to move with it.
And the solution that you're running at the BSO facility, you basically own the servers, and what is BSO providing for you?
They provide us with the network infrastructure. They provide us with expertise if there's any problems within the infrastructure. They provide us with very, very detailed technical assistance. We are concerned more with maintaining our server stack. We do not want to be the experts for everything around that. BSO are those experts. And with BSO, it gives us one point of call. They both maintain our connectivity to the outside world, and also to the actual integration within the infrastructure at the facility.
But you manage the server images and the software that goes on top of that.
Yes.
You obviously develop the software that goes on top of those servers.
Yes.